Moctezuma, excelentísimo señor Idris Deby, presidente de Chad, excelentísimo señor Fernando da Piedade Díaz dos Santos, vicepresidente de Angola, excelentísima señora ministra Maite Nkwana Mashabane, muy distinguida.
Your Excellency President Jacob Zuma, Your Excellency Idris Deby, President of Chad, Excellency Minister Mashabane, Your Excellency Fernanda da Piedade dos Santos, Vice President of Angola, distinguished members of the Presidium, Executive Secretary, Ministers and Heads of Delegation, friends, all members of states parties, members of NGOs, friends. First of all, I wish to convey to you, President Zuma, and to the representatives of the states parties to the convention, the fraternal greetings of President Felipe Calderón Hinojosa, who is not able to be with us as he would have liked due to his multiple responsibilities. I'm also pleased to extend to you the greetings of the Mexican people who welcomed you all last year and who hold very pleasant memories of your stay in our country. Seeing you reminds me of the enormous effort we made together in Cancun 1 year ago. The results obtained there have been recognized by experts and by the world at large. As the recovery of a multilateral process of central importance for humanity. I'm sure we all recall that at the beginning of last year's conference, there were serious doubts about the possibility of achieving any relevant results. In the consultations that Mexico made throughout the year, we always emphasized that a lack of results would seriously harm not only the international climate change regime, but the entire multilateral system. And so, true to its diplomatic tradition, Mexico made every effort within its power with the firm conviction that dialogue and cooperation are the only instruments to face global changes. President Felipe Calderón personally played an active role in promoting the necessary political agreements to move forward on this task. We know this is a process that involves very complex technical issues, but one in which political will is the indispensable decision-making element. Based on this renewed confidence in Cancun, we were able to accomplish the following. The commitment to act so that global temperature increases are maintained below 2 degrees Celsius, having a significant number of countries register medium-term mitigation targets, and to continue working to improve transparency, create the Cancun Adaptation Framework and the Adaptation Committee. We were able to foster the development and transfer of environmentally sustainable technologies through the technology mechanism and its networks and regional centers. We achieved the creation of a new financing mechanism, the Green Climate Fund, to support efforts made by developing countries. We were able to achieve a commitment to mobilize up to $100 billion annually as of 2020. The contribution of forests to mitigation was recognized and expanded, and we agreed to work on preventing the creation of a gap between the first and second periods of the Kyoto Protocol commitments. These were the results achieved in Cancun. Distinguished friends, we have taken important steps, but there is certainly more to do. The work we have done this year provides the elements needed for us to take another major step in the gradual construction of a strengthened regime. Each of our countries can and should contribute to this goal on the basis of each and everyone's responsibilities and capabilities. As President Calderón has said, and I quote, our global challenge is to find a definite solution that harmonizes development with sustainability. The challenge is being able to find and design public policies that effectively reduce climate change while also being economically viable, end of quote. In Durban, we must find the capacity to build a package of agreements, including the following three areas. First, the full implementation of the Cancun agreements, including the implementation of the new institutions. Second, we should recognize that the financial pillar is essential in achieving increasingly ambitious goals. Aside from making the Green Climate Fund operational, we should agree on its capitalization and move forward in discussing long-term sources of financing. And third, we should define the future of the Kyoto Protocol, reaffirming the importance of a rules-based system, while recognizing the need to supplement these efforts through binding commitments of all states' parties. This does not mean that the distinction between developed and developing countries, which appears in the convention, is to disappear. Quite the contrary, the future regime should respect the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities, as well as the fact that developed countries should take on more responsibilities. Let us now launch our vision for the future. Let us unite our wills. Let us identify, and even more importantly, commit to the actions we will each undertake to reach that goal, and not wait for others to act first. Each of us must take on our own responsibilities. Distinguished colleagues, in scarce two weeks, we must deliver results. There are millions of people, most of them in the poorest and most vulnerable countries, whose future depends on our decisions. We cannot betray the trust they have placed in us. There is political will and a keen sense of awareness concerning the seriousness of the problem. If that were not so, there would not be so much interest in our discussions, nor would there be almost 20,000 delegates in Durban. We would not be able to explain a lack of agreements or the adoption of marginal agreements when the seriousness of the problem lies before us. Many actors outside this process are ready to support our efforts. I have seen, for example, that women are actively seeking solutions and exercising leadership in their communities. Let us help empower them and boost their contributions. Dear colleagues and friends, Mexico recognizes the challenge and assumes its responsibilities. Our commitment to strengthening the climate change regime is not one that is related to the moment. We have a national emissions reduction program, and it is currently undergoing an external evaluation process. We have set ambitious midterm goals and periodically report our results. Soon, we hope to have a national climate change law, and we are currently preparing the fifth national communication. We will continue working to find fair and lasting solutions to climate change. This year, as announced by President Felipe Calderón at the end of COP16, we established the Center for Sustainable Development in Mexico, which will be fully operational in 2012. This center is available to the states so that they can achieve the goals we have set in creating the technology mechanism, and we offer it as a regional center. Distinguished delegates and friends, today as I conclude my tenure as chair of COP16, CMP6, I wish to express my appreciation to all of you for your trust and support, to the Secretariat and especially Cristiana Figueres, who I thank for her tireless effort, commitment, and support. My gratitude also goes to President Felipe Calderón for his leadership and permanent support. I thank my team for its extraordinary efforts throughout this process. This is a professional and personal experience I will treasure for the rest of my life. It is an honor for me to transfer this important responsibility to the capable hands of Minister Mashabani and her team. I invite all of you to join me in providing them our full support, just as you all have supported me during my presidency, so these Durban conferences can meet the very high expectations of our peoples. Thank you very much for your attention, and I wish you every success at this conference.